Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Crouch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes scores. Heving moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Heving moves to third. Earnshaw moves to second. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Heving scores. Earnshaw moves to third. Bishop moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 0-for-1 in the game. Toth hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Earnshaw scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch strikes out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Heving moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Rip Collins now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heving scores. Earnshaw moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crouch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Tote reaches second base with a double. Earnshaw scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 9-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Schult reaches second base with a double. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Crouch settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Crouch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hebbing hits a fly ball towards right. Jenkins catches it and throws to Burns, who throws to third to double up Miller. Fox scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-1, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Earnshaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 0 for 1 in the game. Crouch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dykes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Haas reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tote strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. It's 11-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Fox reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 12-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl McNeely now playing center field. Lynn Storti now playing second base. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Earnshaw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 0-for-2 in the game. Crouch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tote strikes out. Crouch drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tote out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNeely. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 14-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now playing second base. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Stiley now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stiley covering, for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Earnshaw bunts towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel takes first base on ball four. Earnshaw moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earnshaw moves to third. Rommel moves to second. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Toett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin bunts towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.